Now we'll turn to some of this week's letters to the Evening News. There's been a flurry of news and correspondence about a proposed development on the fringes of the city, which has been described as a garden development. Richard Shepherd of Barney discusses the ideas. The headline, Major Blow for Garden Town Plan, was very welcome. Years ago, I heard a Norfolk stalwart say, "As old Norfolk boys, we don't want to be sold nothing, we want to buy nothing." This is very Norfolk sentiment, which fits the reaction to the proposal to build 10,000 homes in Norfolk's heartland, namely, that we are being sold something that we don't want. Nevertheless, the article, MP says the idea of garden settlements should be dismissed, is also welcome. Richard Bacon's idea for garden villages may be sustainable, but there should be priorities based on, primarily on, not losing green spaces. First in line for such consideration must be the disused military installations. These have been brown spaces on their infrastructures for development of housing, which, if kept to sensible proportions, will not overburden existing roadways in their vicinities. There's also something wholly fitting about this. It is that restitution would be made for the land lost to war requisition in the Second World War. Whole communities were lost in the cases such as the Stanford Battle Area. But even if these cannot be restored, new homes would honour the sacrifices made by our forebears who had populated such places for centuries. Richard Shepherd, The Street, Barney.
Following on from our news of the GCSE results, Ron Brewer of Old Buckenham comments on the effect of the results of the new style exams. "It is ridiculous to try to compare the GCSE results this year with those in previous years. This year's exams have been redesigned to satisfy political whims, to measure different skills to those that had been measured in earlier testing. Also, the grade boundaries have been amended to make the results look sensible. We will have to wait another 10 to 15 years to check how well this year's exam takers have done in their careers and then compare these people with another sample who did their exams a couple of years ago. It'll be a bit late then to make any changes, and I expect politicians will have poked their noses in and changed the things many times by then."
The paper has been carrying the surprising news of the prohibition of removing pebbles from the beach. Janet Munro of Munsley, Reminiscences. Joseph Norton wrote an interesting piece about stones being removed from along our beaches. "I expect some people, without meaning any harm, will take one or two pretty stones as a reminder of a very nice visit to our beaches. Most of us know it is legal to remove stones, although we might not know about the Coast Protection Act of 1949. We also know the government allows millions of tons of sand and gravel to be dredged from along our shoreline, ironically, some of it to replenish beaches elsewhere. And yet, look what's happening to the likes of Haysborough. Of course, it was a much different story years ago. I was brought up in a farm cottage built of stones carted from the beach 2 miles away, as many older houses in this area are. Builders used whatever materials were available. Almost 50 years ago, I knew a very elderly gentleman who used to tell me stories of his life. One of the jobs he did was to cart stones off the beach in a tumbril pulled by mules. Munsley Station was being built at the time, that's 1897, and this is where the stones were heading. I doubt anyone will ever be able to stop people taking the odd stone off the beach. We've all done it. And if you look very carefully, you might just be lucky enough to find something very special."
Finally, the end of the cricket season, and in particular Norfolk's part in the Minor Counties League, is heralded by D.B. Coleman of Norwich. "The Norfolk Festival of Cricket 2018 is over for another year. The boundary edges have fallen silent after the annual gathering of players, young and old, friends and supporters, recalling great innings of the past and exciting matches. So, what will we remember of this year's festival? The very boring draw against Staffordshire, resulting from an unimaginative declaration by the Norfolk captain? Maybe the excitement of the last over victory against Hertfordshire? Or the loss to Cambridgeshire in a match which could have been and should have been won? And what of the future? Retirement of senior players? The improvement of the younger players? And perhaps the employment of a professional all-rounder? All bode well for another year of Norfolk cricket. Long may it continue.